It's 5 in the morning along Chicago's lakefront, and Dave Willard is on patrol. Every spring and fall, Willard walks the same beat, a beat that takes him around Chicago's convention center. It's a huge steel structure lined with plate glass windows. But Willard's not looking for illicit activity. He's searching for evidence of a different kind. Willard's a bird biologist, and each spring he tracks the thousands of birds that fly through the Chicago area. Tracking the birds is easy because they're right at his feet.
Looks like another bird up here. This is the first white-throated sparrow that we found this year.
He picks up the dead bird and puts it in a paper bag. Every migration season for the past 20 years, Willard's been looking for dead or injured birds that have crashed into this building overnight. He studies the dead birds for clues about changes in migratory patterns and population. Just a few feet away, Willard finds an injured bird that he scoops up with a bare hand and puts in his jacket pocket. He says that the bird is only stunned and that he'll release it once it recovers. Just today, Willard found 4 dead and 4 injured birds. Some days, he finds dozens. Since 1978, Willard's counted more than 26,000 birds at just this one building. But he says the problem isn't limited to this structure.
Every building downtown, virtually every building has had birds run into it. And so if it's tall and it has glass and it has any lights, birds will hit it.
Willard explains that downtown buildings pose problems for birds both day and night. At night, city lights can disorient migrating birds, while during the day, birds are often deceived by reflections in plate glass windows and fly right into the glass. Daniel Clem is a biologist at Muhlenberg College in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and is an expert in bird migration. He says bird collisions are a global problem and estimates that in North America alone, between 100 million to 1 billion birds die every year.
We've created this invisible killer, and its actual consequences for select species is largely unknown.
Clem adds that migratory birds often follow predictable flight patterns, and as urban areas expand into those paths, more and more birds are at risk.
Many follow the very same path year after year after year. And if we build a housing development or an extension of our cities or our skyscrapers in the paths of these traditional movement patterns, we run the risk of killing these animals as they move through year after year.
While bird collisions have been occurring for years, environmentalists are now focusing more on the issue. In North America, groups are springing up to draw attention to the problem. The most established is a Toronto-based organization known as FLAP, or Fatal Light Awareness Program. Michael Mazur founded FLAP in 1993. Since then, Mazur and a dozen volunteers have been rescuing the injured and counting the dead birds they find during their early morning patrols of downtown Toronto.
We will walk around the financial district here anywhere from 3 to 4 hours. In some cases, we can be down here all night long, some 12 hours continuously picking up birds. So it works out to an average of approximately 30 birds each night throughout the migration season. There are some nights where we can pick up 200, 300, even 400 birds in one night.
To help prevent bird deaths, FLAP developed what they call their bird-friendly building program. It's designed to make tall buildings safe for migratory birds. The 12-step program involves turning lights off at night, shutting window blinds, and using desk lamps instead of ceiling lights. So far, 96 buildings in downtown Toronto have enrolled. FLAP is now hoping to start a similar program in New York City. But back in Chicago, not everyone thinks such a program is realistic. Paul Colgan represents the Building Owners and Managers Association of Chicago. Colgan says that while some buildings voluntarily turn their lights off at night to save energy, more and more buildings are operating 24 hours a day.
This is a question that really gets down to what can you get the tenants to do? Because the tenants occupy the space, and how they use the space is really up to them.
Colgan adds that you also have to consider aesthetics. He says Chicago's skyline is an important part of the city's image, and that turning the lights off would dramatically alter the look of downtown.
We take great pride pride in the beauty of the buildings that make up downtown Chicago, and lighting the buildings at night are part of this statement that the mayor and other people in the city want us to make about what's vibrant and what's alive and what's strong about the downtown areas. And so we're going to have to balance that against the issues that are being brought up about migratory birds. It's a difficult challenge.
While the plight of migratory birds is gaining national attention, not all scientists think it's a critical issue. Bird experts at the National Audubon Society say that the impact of collisions on bird populations is still small compared to habitat destruction caused by development. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.